The 2014 Minnesota Vikings season was a wild ride. From last-second wins to heartbreaking losses. But through all the obstacles in the way, the team has improved on last year and is primed to take the next step in 2015.
I think the biggest thing that stands out to me this year has been the leadership of Coach Zimmer through all the adversity that we've had to face, that our team had to overcome. Still staying very competitive, watching all our young players, a lot of our rookies contributing and being major factors in a lot of the wins that we had. I think it was a little disappointing in some of the close losses that we had that could have went either way. But overall, I know that we got a lot of good building blocks in place and we have the right leadership with Mike Zimmer and his coaching staff.
There have been many keys to the team's growth and improvement this year, but it's hard not to start with the play of the 2014 draft class.
The one thing you wanted to see is those guys, as they learned what the NFL was about and the speed of the game and getting comfortable within the scheme, is how they progress each week and are they getting better through the season. And Anthony kind of made an immediate impact for us just because he's such a gifted athlete. And the way that Coach Zimmer and the defensive staff utilized those athletic skills helped us tremendously. I think on the offensive side with Teddy and his development, you can see each week how he's getting more and more comfortable running a no-huddle offense, being able to make the checks at the line of scrimmage, understanding what this is all about. And every week you go out there, you say, boy, did he just get better at that. And Teddy works extremely hard. It's very important to him. The biggest thing that I think people had a little bit of a knock on was, is he going to be able to lead an NFL franchise, lead a team, lead down those players in that locker room? And there's no question from the first day he walked in here, just his approach and his demeanor and the way he handles all the adversity. Everybody, to a man down in that locker room, wants to play for him.
The Vikings defense has been one of the NFL's most improved this year under new head coach Mike Zimmer. Ranking 15th in the league in yards and points allowed, the D has been revamped and led by breakout seasons from young talent.
They do an unbelievable job, our coaching staff, as far as teaching and developing guys and teaching what the scheme is and what's expected of them and working together as one unit, not as individuals. And, you know, we're very excited about a lot of our young players on defense with Harrison Smith kind of hanging on the back end and controlling that. With the emergence of Everson Griffin, we gave him a big contract, not really known or hasn't really produced, and he took advantage of that opportunity. Sharif Floyd has really come into his own this year, and you're starting to see the difference from where he was a year ago. And Xavier Rhodes, I think they've done an outstanding job with Xavier along with, you know, with Anthony Barr. So we have a lot of young pieces on the defensive side and just very excited to see how this continues to grow into the future.
Helping to improve that defense, Zimmer has made a major impact in year one with the Vikings. He wants nothing more than to bring the Vikings back into the playoffs, and with his tireless work ethic, his goals are well within sight.
You know, we didn't expect, you know, Adrian Peterson, we didn't expect all the injuries and how we were able to adapt and adjust and still not where we want to be yet. But really growing as a young football team and putting those building blocks in place and being able to handle the things that we are able to handle this year. And you also got to understand, this is the first time our head coach has been a head coach too, and he's just done phenomenal being able to handle all the things that a head coach has to handle.
Zimmer, Spielman, and the rest of the Vikings staff have a busy offseason ahead. After Sunday's finale at TCF Bank Stadium, their attention will quickly turn to free agency and the May draft as they look to improve on the 2014 season.
Monday after the season, I'll meet at 8 o'clock with the coaches Monday morning. We've already got the personnel calendar laid out. What we have to do to get ready for the draft, what we have to do to get ready for free agency, and everybody's on the same page. And a day after the season, we're back at it and getting ready to add to what we were able to add from last year and hopefully continue to build this football team.
The Vikings may not achieve all the goals they had in July when the season began, but they can see the progress and strides made in 2014. With a crop of young and rising talent, and with a new stadium on the horizon, there are plenty of bright days ahead for the Minnesota Vikings.